This process I call Daviding is defined by its shape, its character, the way it acts in the world. The process never stops. David or Daviding is constantly appearing and disappearing. And just as the shape is defined from the inside, it is also defined from the outside. That is to say, just as a balloon is shaped by the air that we blow into it, it is also shaped by the environment in which it exists. For example, if we put a balloon in between two books that are tightly held, and just allowing a small space between these two books, then the balloon is going to be shaped with two flat sides. In the same way, if we take a balloon and we submerge it in a pool of water, the deeper we go, the smaller it gets. The air on the inside has stayed the same, but the outside environment has reshaped it. So Daviding is shaped by everything that happens from the beginning, whether it's the family that I grew up in, the people that I encounter, the jobs that I've held, the experiences that have been with me throughout my life, all of the things that impact on the various senses shape Daviding. Now, all of these things that have influenced the Daviding process did not happen just by chance. All of these things, from a Kabbalistic perspective, is what we call Godding. That is to say, rather than viewing God as something that's separate out there, the Kabbalah considers Ein Sof as everything that is unfolding in the universe. Everything that has affected this life that I call the life of Daviding is the Godding process. So from moment to moment, David is Daviding, God is Godding, and there is a dynamic interaction between the two. I often, when speaking to audiences, draw a circle and ask someone to come forth and draw for me a yin in that circle. As many of you know, the circle of the yin and the yang is shaped with a dark half and a light half. So I ask someone in the audience to draw just the dark half without the light half. In the same way, I could say, I'd like you to split a circle in half for me, but I only want half the circle, I don't want the other half. And of course, this is absurd, because once we draw the line that splits a circle in half, whether into a yin and yang or whether into a half and half, the drawing of one immediately assumes the other. We can't have one without the other. This is the understanding of the relationship between Daviding and Godding. If you just add an ing to the end of your name, think of yourself as a process, and then come to realize that you are not separate, that just as you are processing, so too is Godding processing hand in hand in complete partnership with you. If you can feel that, you can begin to experience the presence of the divine in everything you do or think or say. So what turned out to be one of the most important teachings of the Kabbalah for me has now turned out to be not just the teaching, that this Daviding is a process, but that there is an ongoing process between Daviding and Godding, which is constantly informing Daviding and allowing it to become its fullest potential. When we fully appreciate this, we realize that giving and receiving are not two separate things, that the receiver must have a giver, and the giver must have a receiver. We can see that light and dark are not separate. We can see that up and down are not two different things. Each relies on the other. Right and left, all polarities, Daviding and Godding. Daviding is defined by Godding. There can be no separation.